sisters and brothers, colleagues, friends, public of BC, welcome. My name is Angie Shearer, and I'm Secretary Treasurer of the British Columbia Federation of Labor, and I welcome all workers and all British Columbians to this May Day today. What an incredible day for working people today across Canada and across the world. This is our day for celebration. The weather is great. The crowd is great. Not great, it's wonderful. And we're here showing those guys in Victoria that the working people who built this province are still here. We're showing those guys in Victoria that the working people of British Columbia are alive and kicking. We're showing those guys in Victoria that working people are here to stand up to defend our rights and fight for our children's futures. We're here today to show those guys in Victoria that cutting funding to women's centers is deplorable. And we are here to show those guys in Victoria that Bill 37 must go. On behalf of the BC Federation of Labor, the Vancouver District Labor Council, the New Westminster District Labor Council, we all welcome the sisters and brothers and good friends to Voices for Justice. As we arrived today, we were welcomed by the traditional mothers and grandmothers, a group of Aboriginal women from across Canada who bring healing wisdom to our community, and we should thank them. Thank you. Thank you for bringing your prayer and your drumming to our Voices for Justice today. It is wonderful to be gathered together here today. This is your day. The day that working people celebrate the gains they have made, and the day that we renew our determination for a better world. And that is the same determination hundreds of thousands of workers are showing in BC communities in fighting for justice for healthcare workers and fighting for justice for women's centers. Now, I want to take this opportunity to introduce to you, and I'm sure I do not need to do a long introduction here, because he is standing up for working people in every corner of this province and speaking out for the voices of justice for people and working people of BC. I want you to welcome the President of the Federation of Labor, Jim Sinclair.